The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello and welcome to the YPod, where we ask questions that you would have not have thought of with answers you won't hear anywhere else. My name is Grant, and here with me, I have the man whose hair can do amazing feats, Rob.
My hair can do amazing feats. We just fit 6 items into it.
It was crazy.
Very.
Now, Rob, today I have a question for you. Why were dingbat fonts created?
Dingbat fonts?
Dingbat fonts is fonts like Wingdings. Microsoft Word's version of dingbat fonts is Wingdings.
Oh.
It's fonts that just use random symbols rather than texts.
I imagine it's because Bill Gates, because this is a Microsoft font, you know? It's Bill Gates assembling his, like, secret society of organized crime. This is how he communicates with them. He communicates solely in Wingdings and other stuff. I don't remember the names of the other fonts, but there are 3 versions of Wingdings. And there's something that starts with a Z or a W, I think, that also has, like, ding in it. But I feel like this is an outlet for Bill Gates to, like, commit the craziest crimes around the world. Like, I imagine he uses Wingdings to, like, communicate with the Vladimir guy from Russia, Putin. That's his name.
He's communicating with Putin directly.
Exactly, but only in Wingdings because everybody speaks symbols, you know?
I don't think Putin is fluent in Wingdings.
No, everybody speaks symbols.
Oh, okay. So if everyone speaks it, then how is this conniving? How is this underhanded? If everyone can speak in these symbols...
Everybody can speak in these symbols. Nobody chooses to. Like, I don't speak in Wingdings. I don't come up to you in the morning and say, garbage can, exclamation point.
I need to take the trash out and the bird.
Yeah, bird is one also. I forgot about that. But like, bird, tree, trash can. That'll be my code for a crazy night from now on. You'll be like, Rob, how's your Friday night? Bird, tree, trash can.
So Bill Gates just conducts all meetings in emails in this language that everyone's like, oh, another email from Bill. Come on, I have to think, I have to decipher this.
I'm assuming you have to know that before you start your job at Microsoft. Like, your entire internship only consists of, like, learning Wingdings. And then when you get the full on, like, because, like, when you don't get the full-time job when you eventually can't learn how to speak it, because it's very difficult to learn another language. But when you, like, learn Wingdings, you get on Microsoft. You'd start the job.
So Steve Jobs has, like, his own version of Wingdings, that his own dingbat font that he uses to teach his interns?
That's exactly what happens.
So if you want to create an operating system, you must first create a dingbat font to go along with your operating system?
I'm just trying to think now what the Apple version of that is, and can I learn it? Because I'm really interested in learning something like this.
It's like the Morse code of... fonts.
Exactly. It's like the New Age Morse code. I was going to say that, but all you have to do is use the symbols to your advantage. Because say that there is a war going on in the world. There are multiple wars going on in the world, but we could use this to our advantage. Like,
how is this advantage? Like I said, everyone can speak this. How is this advantage?
They have the capacity to speak it. It's not like they're going to. They have to work at Microsoft first.
Everyone has the capacity to speak in any language.
That doesn't mean that they're going to. Like, I want to learn Japanese, I'm probably not going to. That's a very difficult language to learn. There are multiple, like, versions of the language I hear, and it seems very difficult. But, like, say we're going to, like, bomb some other country, we could just be like, garbage can, bird! And then they'll know to stay away from that place, you know?
So it's using English as basically a warning system, but just random English words?
Everybody knows English, yeah.
But in some random order.
Exactly.
So
that's kind of how I talk. If you haven't noticed, I just speak in random English words and hope that other people pick up my drift, you know?
That's true.
I don't say drift often.
So you might be right that Bill Gates just created this as a way to be crazy and talk to other people and have no one else understand what he's saying.
Might be. I'm the expert on all things everything.
But maybe. Have you ever considered that they used to just have digital fonts were first created, that they couldn't store all the digits that they wanted to in there, so they created their own individual font just for the symbols that they wanted to include in one font type.
You know what? That didn't occur to me because of Bill Gates' for sure society of organized criminals.
Yeah, I mean, mine was pretty boring.
That was very boring.
Yeah.
Mine is totally obviously real.
Yeah, but you know what mine does include?
What?
If you type in Q33 in Wingdings, it comes up with the 9/11, like the planes hitting the Twin Towers.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Really?
It does.
That's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. So Bill Gates did 9/11? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, because Q33 is the flight that hit the Twin Towers.
Oh. Yeah. So they garbage can birded that tower?
They did. Bill Gates was behind the whole thing.
Oh, no.
It's a true story.
That is crazy. Not as crazy as Bill Gates' Society of Organized Criminals, which I have uncovered for you tonight, but still pretty crazy.
So if you have any other why questions, you can send them our way, because I'm pretty sure we're done with this one.
Yep, we're done.